Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Nico Collins, and we're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. It's the Week 7 waiver edition of Roster Watch. Alex Dunlap here with the Trash Man, as we're going to go through here quickly and let you know the pickups that you should be making prior here to Week 7 as injuries have ravaged the league. We've had all kinds of crazy players we've been having to start and get into our starting lineups. First, though, I want to give you a quick reminder that we do have our new Hyper Picks tool that's available for our player prop cheat sheets for premium members. If you're interested in getting into the prize pick streets or the underdog streets or single game parlays, all that stuff, it's an awesome tool you can use to help you put together some of those parlay cards for player props. So just make sure and check it out. Premium membership at rosterwatch.com. You can scan the QR code there or just go to rosterwatch and go check it out. All right, Trash Man, what do you think? Is it a big week on waivers this week? Or is to me, it basically starts with Kamani Vidal.
Kamani Vidal, yeah.
And it seems like he's a guy that, you know, I mean, in a bunch of leagues, I had to start him this last week. So
I wish I had in the league that I have him.
I'm just wondering at this point. So Kamani Vidal for the Chargers. We were talking last week about how the reports had indicated that Hassan Haskins was likely to take the lead role there. He had the built-in rapport there from Michigan with Jim Harbaugh. But, you know, we talked about it. You know, we said if we're just talking about a guy that we liked better as a prospect, there's no question that it was Kamani Vidal, who we saw. I believe, was it the Senior Bowl or the Shrine Bowl that we saw him?
It was a Senior Bowl, I believe. I don't remember watching him at the Shrine Bowl, but I could be mistaken.
He basically doubled up Hassan Haskins as far as his snap counts this last week, 67% versus only 31%. But it's just the four targets, 21 touches for 138 yards and a touchdown. The guy absolutely smashed. Now the question comes up with him is, did he show enough to where they're not going to want to trade for a running back anymore? They talked about how they were a big trade target. There's certainly been some rumors that continue with it, but I think so.
I mean, I don't know. It feels weird. It feels like this Carolina situation may encourage a trade somewhere.
You're talking about with Rico Dowdle looking like he's Walter Payton meets Emmitt Smith. Golly, man, I floated the idea out that maybe they should trade Chuba Hubbard, dude, and I got buried on X, dude. Really? I got buried worse than Byron gets buried for his stupid Ashton Jeanty takes. Yeah, people were just like, that's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. I'm just like, well, yeah, because you're Panthers fans. And you're like, I'm like, would you not want to I would think you might be able to trade him away for some away for some linebacker with some speed and maybe pick up a fourth round pick. I mean, would that be too bad a deal? You would be able to keep Dowdle, and you would be able to, I mean,
you have Trevor Etienne back there.
You have Trevor Etienne. And here's the thing with Dowdle too. If you just go back to some 50-50 split with him and Chuba Hubbard, I don't know if you're going to get the best of him, because somehow he feels like the kind of guy that's like
better as the game wears on.
Yeah, you keep giving him volume. He just keeps ripping off these long runs. But the other thing about that is he's, you know, I don't know how long he'd last, because it feels like every single game he's having to get stuff for his cramps and all this, you know, all the rest. But regardless, yes, I mean, there's that that's still out there. It doesn't feel like the Kamara stuff is still out there quite as much, but it doesn't need to be one of these big name runners, right?
Yeah.
It could be some run of the mill kind of third team guy that could come in there and you know, really, really swindle him. But it does seem like Omarion Hampton is going to be out for longer than just the original 4 weeks that you would expect from the IR designation. I'm not sure you go all in for Kamani Vidal, but gosh, man, he did. If you just go on the eyeball test, man, he looks good.
Very explosive. And I mean, yeah, the upside is there.
As far as other guys who you have here towards the top, I'm not going big. I mean, for like Bam Knight, you know, he got the touchdown this last week. I'm just not sure. It feels like,
I mean,
if Amari DiMarcado comes back,
Michael Carter had almost as many touches.
Yeah.
As Knight on the day.
Right. And he ran like triple the routes.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, it was, he had Michael Carter had five targets. Bam Knight only two targets, but
yeah.
Even snap counts.
Yeah. I mean, of that group, the player I'm most kind of intrigued with is Tajay Spears. Tony Pollard looks like he's waning in that offense. Tajay Spears, his touches, his looks, his snaps are going up every week. I feel like there's one guy who could potentially end up making a splash here in fantasy, you know, in the ensuing weeks. It is Tajay Spears of that next tier.
Interesting to see the Tajay Spears basically going to a 60-40 snap share, right, with Pollard in this one. And, you know, now some of that had to do with game script as well. But you also had Spears. He either had four or five targets. So I can understand it. And also, Tajay Spears is a younger player. Now, his knees aren't young. He does – I believe he still doesn't have one of his ACLs, but which is a weird thing to say. Mm. But now they fired their head coach. You know, they might want to see what they have in some of these younger players. I don't know. If it were me, out of all these guys that I want to go ahead and go get, besides Vidal, I would say – for me, it's Kendre Miller. He continues to look really good. I wonder, with Alva Kamara saying that he's going to be staying in New Orleans now, whether maybe – I don't know. I wonder if it's a lost season by the end of the season, if they work some deal out with him. This, like, man, like, Alvin, why don't you just chill out here during the fantasy football playoffs? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just chill out. Like, let your body relax. We're gonna do a team friendly long term deal with you to make sure that you retire sane. We want you back next year healthy. This year's already in the toilet. So it'd be nice to see what we have in your possible, you know, running mate and Kendre Miller. I've always thought so highly of Kendre Miller as a prospect. So I think especially if you have Kamara. Kendre's a dude who you're going to want to pick up, and somebody in a league where I have Kamara, like I'm actively just kind of trying to trade for him, you know, seeing if I can get some kind of Kendrick Bourne or something that's had a big couple of weeks, and just say like, look, I can get him off my roster now and trade him for just to make sure that I have that situation handcuffed. Speaking of, and then the other guys you're going to want to look to pick up, just I think that, for now, at least, Isaiah Davis is somebody that needs to be owned in case anything happens to Breece Hall. He would be the Kamani Vidal of last week, right? If something were to happen to Breece Hall, so why not get him on your roster now? Jaden Blue would be the guy that everybody says would be the league winner, you know, if something were to happen to Javonte Williams now that Miles Sanders is out for the season. So, I don't know. It's just I don't know.
Not much happening, you know, and that lower and that lower tier running backs after, you know, Jaden Blue, Justice Hill.
Yeah. All right. With the wide receivers, people are going to be – you're not as interested in Kayshon Booty as I think some people are going to be.
Well, he's just been very inconsistent. I was hot on him, you know, after his first breakout, but it, like the next game was like a two-pointer or something. Yeah. So, yeah, he's just been really inconsistent in that offense. You know, he's got the upside, but –
So if you're looking at waivers, you like Josh Downs, Trey Tucker. Yeah, I'm not sure that I like Marquise Brown now with Rashee Rice coming back.
Yeah, I mean, but he just continues to kind of put up, you know, decent fantasy outings regardless of who the other wide receivers are. So it's like if there's anybody, you know, of that group who you can still – if you can get a piece of that KC offense that I think is going to you know, continue to have decent fantasy production, it is Brown.
All right. Other guys that I, you know, people are going to be interested in Tez Johnson,
Well, Jordan Humphrey's really interesting to me there in New York.
Is he?
He is. I mean, just as far as his targets.
But even when Slayton comes back?
I mean, I think they're a different kind of player.
I think people are going to be most interested right now in Tez Johnson and Cameron Johnson after seeing that it doesn't matter who Baker Mayfield throws the football to, that they just produce. Cameron Johnson, though, had the, you know, better day on less of a snap share, right? Mm-hmm. But Tez only had the one catch.
Yeah.
Did you see him think that – That they were chanting MVP for him? Whenever he scored the touchdown, the Bucks tweeted it out. He scored the touchdown, and they started chanting MVP, MVP, and they were chanting it for Baker, right?
Yeah.
He gets all pumped up. He goes to the sidelines and asks Sterling Shepard why they were chanting MVP for him. He's like, dude, they were chanting that for Baker. Yeah, it's funny though, man. Tez is a great player. If he gets to play again this week, and I think it tied in. Kate Otten, somebody that needs to be picked up, especially if Mike Evans can't come back. Sounds like they're hopeful that Mike Evans can come back. But dude, if there's no Evans, no Egbuka, and no Godwin, I think that Otten is like the smash pickup of the week.
I mean, yeah, I played him this past week and it paid off for me.
Yeah, what did he go? 5 for 51 or something? What was it? 5 for 51. Played all the snaps, six yeah. targets, led the team in targets.
PPR.
And then I think also Harold Fannin Jr. with David Njoku looking like he got a little bit banged up. I think that had to do with the
seven. Is Otten on this list?
I thought you had him on here.
I thought I had
him on. I think I might have – do you know what, dude? I think I might have messed this up. But he needs to be on here here with Harold Fannin and all the rest. I think whenever I took AJ Barner and moved him down.
Okay.
I don't know why you have AJ Barner on here.
Well, he's been consistent.
Yeah, but you really want to take him over like Theo Johnson and Aronde Gadsden and stuff?
I mean, just based off of his fantasy production. I mean, he's pretty touchdown dependent, but you know, he's been good.
We have the whole waiver wire cheat sheet available to you at rosterwatch.com. So go there. You can see how much we recommend to bid on all these guys, the exact order that we have them in cross-positionally. Trashman has it all lined up. It'll be up here on the site shortly. All right, Trashman, let's get to it. Players you're going to be selling high on, buying low on, and players that guys would be safe to drop, okay? So yeah. Tell me, I'm going to list these players. Are you selling high? Kamani Vidal.
No.
Rico Dowdle.
Maybe.
Cam Scataboo?
No.
DeAndre Swift?
No.
Ladd McConkey?
Yes.
Okay, and are you buying low on these players? James Cook?
Yes.
T. Higgins?
Yes.
Chase Brown?
No.
Travis Etienne?
Yeah.
Zay Flowers?
No.
I think I would buy low on Zay Flowers.
Really?
I
mean, do you think it's going to?
I think that the Ravens schedule and Derrick Henry's a buy low too, on the buy.
Derrick Henry's a buy low.
Yeah, I think Lamar, Zay. All have you looked at their schedule post buy?
I just don't know that anybody's biting on selling Derrick Henry like that.
Why? People don't. Derrick Henry's not been good. He's been a very, very frustrating fantasy owner.
Still getting so many touches. I mean, yeah, if you can get him.
Tony Pollard.
Am I buying low on him?
Yeah.
No.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
All right. Are you safe to drop them? This is the hard part, Trash Man. Can you drop them? Hassan Haskins.
No.
Juwan Johnson.
No.
Dude, it's been brutal.
Well, actually, you can drop Juwan Johnson. Yeah, with Hill's back, and then, yeah, you could.
Foster Moreau back.
Foster Moreau's back as well. Yeah, you can drop him.
Keon Coleman.
Yeah, you can drop him.
DJ Moore.
I wouldn't drop him yet.
Oh, God. Travis Hunter.
You can.
I wouldn't.
I'm assuming, but you could.
Somebody asked, Jacoby Myers.
No.
Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah, you can.
Ramondre Stevenson.
I wouldn't.
This one hurts. RJ Harvey.
It doesn't hurt me. Yeah, you can drop him.
This one hurts everybody. It hurts everybody. And you know just who it is. And I can't believe we got asked this question today. Who is it and can you drop him?
Yeah, you tell me.
Travion Henderson.
No, you can't drop Travion Henderson.